right into it right away. Cliff Schechter, of course, Unprecedented is the podcast, as you can listen to that. Just fantastic stuff. And I've told him today he can't swear on the air because I know he's hopping mad about what's been going on in Texas in the Supreme Court. He's kind enough today to join us to talk about this. Cliff, first of all, thank you very much. I appreciate the time, as always.
Sure. I thank you for being my therapy today.
Oh, you are more than welcome. All right. How about, Holly, we'll do pleasantries first. You're in Cincinnati. Are you an Ohio? Are you an Ohio State fan?
Sure. Not huge, because, you know, even my wife, who's from here originally, her family, they all went to, you know, Miami of Ohio, great school down in this part of the state. But my grandfather-in-law did get his PhD there.
Okay.
So yeah, so we'll rule for Ohio State, even though we're not. You know, go ahead. Why the big game coming up?
There's a game tonight. Ohio State is at Minnesota. Usually we get to wait until like late September to have our hopes and dreams crushed, but a good chance that's going to happen tonight, so thanks.
You think Ohio State's going to do it to Minnesota tonight? Okay, well, I cannot take the blame for that.
Okay.
I don't know what would happen if you played Miami. My wife's walking through here. Chances are I could ask her. It wouldn't go that great if Minnesota played Miami. And my wife just said that her high school would beat Miami.
Well,
and
the Gophers,
where I went to school, Penn, you guys literally could just sneeze on the court and beat us. So you can't really blame me for Ohio State. That one's not on me, Matt.
I'm not
Yankees. My fault, but not Ohio State.
I'm not even Penn. I'm William Penn. Go fighting Mad Quakers. There you go. So I think football, we can stick with baseball, although I went to the Twins Cubs last night. That was one of the worst baseball games I've ever seen in my entire life. Oh my gosh, was that atrocious.
Isn't it terrible? You know, did you remember that? I think I sent this to you, texted you, the game where like it kind of went national, where a cat ran on the field at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And they couldn't catch it.
Yeah.
So we were at that game. We're back in New York visiting my mom, my family, and people kept doing these records of like the Yankees have won this many games since the cat ran out in the field. Like, we were at the single worst, one of the single worst games of the season. They were awful. They couldn't score any runs. They lost to the Orioles. And that's quite a feat. And since then, you know, they're whatever they are. I mean, I think they've won like, you know, 18 of 26 of 25 games. Or, I mean, they've been on fire. They had that 13 game winning streak. So that's the kind of luck I am. Cats show up. I mean, cats are cute, but that was, you know, we have some at home here. I didn't really go for that.
We got to get into this. The Texas law that got passed, as well as also the Supreme Court ruling. But I want to remind people, and you came on the air with us. I mean, this was after the 2016 election. It was like the week afterwards. And you and I basically just sat there and said, especially when referring to these you know, and the Bernie fans who basically said, we are not going to vote for Hillary, we're going to stand out, which, you know, ended up in enough states being the difference maker and costing Hillary Clinton the election. And the reality is, as I said, I don't think these people understand the damage they just did. And here we are. And it's never, this country is never about instantaneous. Sure, Mount St. Helens blows up. That is instantaneous and things react to that. But the reality is, when you're talking about the political scheme, there is an inertia that follows actions, which takes usually 5 to 10 years to see the real damage that has been done. Here we are 5 years later, and now the Supreme Court that has been created by Trump and the puppet masters that were behind him has now basically, you know, put Roe v. Wade on death watch itself.
Texas, the second biggest state in the country with 29 million people, has banned abortion.
Yes.
In effect, right now. I mean, I don't know, you almost know where to begin, but like, I'll sound conspiratorial, but you know, I'm a student of history. And the 1970s, when they were creating the American Legislative Exchange Council, I'm sure you're familiar with ALEC, to organize state reps to do bidding in the states, when they were launching, you know, think tanks, when the Heritage Foundation was starting to put out their papers and all this. These are the things that they were planning for. They had a long-term plan that involved funding and radicalism, and they've been on that, and we've derailed them at times with some good candidates and good elections, but we've never stopped. You know, we've never been willing to put in the media infrastructure and other things. I could talk a lot about what it takes to stop them along the way. And this was always the end goal, because they didn't care about what polling said. They didn't care about any other stuff like we worry about. There was zealotry and there was money, and they were going to make it happen. And, like, I don't think you could have any better example of what I'm saying than what just occurred. Yeah. You had five justices. I'm sorry. You want to jump in?
No, by all means, you're absolutely on fire. I'm just agreeing with you wholeheartedly.
Okay. I don't want to filibuster here, which, by the way, shouldn't exist, but that's something else tied to this, all of this. Five justices, of whom, numerous of whom have sketchy backgrounds, who are no longer, because that was part of their plan, is we weren't going to put conservative judges anymore on the court. Warren Berger, people like that were actually judges. We were going to put Republican operatives on the court. And that's actually what happened. Ginni Thomas was, Clarence Thomas's wife, was part of the uprising on January 6th. She helped plan it. She had a role in it. This is the wife of a Supreme Court justice. He's always been an operative. Neil Gorsuch's mom was an operative, an anti-environmentalist who was appointed, a Colorado state, a legislator appointed to the EPA by, guess who? Ronald Reagan. He came from an operative family, okay? Jesus, Brett Kavanaugh literally was a political operative working in Ken Starr's office trying to put out sleaze on Bill Clinton. This was always what they were going for. And they had the money behind them, and they were electing people in just enough, the kinds of people in states who would do this. So anybody who doesn't believe this was planned, as in the people in Texas, various folks in Texas weren't talking to the Supreme Court and knew what was going to happen ahead of time, I have a bridge to sell you. They knew what was going to happen, and they were told exactly how they could do it, which is just do it in a way where you don't hand over enforcement to the state. You hand it over to people in the state, which, by the way, is a whole other sickening thing. They've created bounties for people to tell on each other. Tell me this doesn't feel like a fascist country. They've created bounties for snitches to go and tell on people who are getting abortions or, helping people get abortions or anything like that. And because of that, it's the weakest and flimsiest of legal arguments. I'm not a lawyer, but I've asked lawyers I know, and they're just like, this whole garbage is the last thing I'll say. I'll let you, talk again, which is, their claim is, there's no antecedent here. There's no precedent. This is a different kind of law. We can't just, we'll have to take up Roe later. We can't just reject this out of hand, blah, blah, because of the mechanism where people enforce it and not the state. Meanwhile, on COVID, which there's no previous mechanism for, they jumped right in to stop California and ban California from putting some of the COVID restrictions on, even though there's nothing there. The same thing with the short-term ban on evictions. So clearly, they're just liars. They're just the worst and most awful right-wing liars. They jumped in when it's in their ideological interest. Anybody who thinks this court has any legitimacy at all, they have... Justice Roberts, you might be able to say, who did join the dissent here, maybe he is a conservative and actual judge. You know what I mean? Who we disagree with, who's done horrible things, but at least believes in being a judge. The other five they now have sitting there, they're just right-wing operatives who hide behind black robes. That's it.
Well, and I will say this, Roberts, once again, is a, he's a moderate Republican. And I think that he also is trying to save the Republican Party from itself. But I'll get to that here in a little bit. But you look at this law, there's a lot of legal experts I've said is like, well, good luck trying to make this stick, because how you're going to be able to basically force someone, a court to force someone to pay, like if someone from Texas goes to Minnesota where abortion will be legal, and gets an abortion done, and they try to get this bounty on them in Texas, how in the world are you going to enforce a private citizen suing someone for something they legally did? And the courts are basically, it's going to be really interesting to see. I guarantee you some Texas court might try to find some way to do it, but you're going to, a priest or a nun that actually steps up and helps out someone who's trying to get an abortion, if you're going to start, prosecuting them, it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to go, because there's a lot of people that say this really isn't as cut and dry as these Republicans want to think it is. How are you going to basically penalize, force people to pay other private citizens money for doing something they legally could do?
Well, think of everything that just brings up. Just put the shoe on the other foot, right? What if New York or California right now, okay, that's what you did. We're banning firearms and we're banning pollution. And we're going to do it. We're going to have people enforce it and give them each bounties to do it. So you can't overturn that. I wish one of them would do it just to see. I don't even believe in banning all firearms, but I think they should do it. Right now, I think New York, California, you pick a state, Massachusetts, should do it just to show what hypocrites these guys are and how quickly they'd jump out if they did that. Oh, well, you know, hey, it's not the state doing it. We've got people enforcing it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's utterly garbage, okay? But they don't care. They just need a fig leaf because they're not serious people. They're not honest people. They're not real conservatives who believe within a democratic system we fight out our values and we come to some sort of either a compromise or somebody wins, somebody loses. We're a democracy. They're authoritarians, and they think they belong in power, and they don't really care about how they get it. And it's been quite clear for some time now that this was a faction of the Republican Party, but it has grown stronger and stronger to where it makes up the vast majority of the Republican Party. What they just did is utterly insane. And let's throw the other part in. You know, the biggest reason when those of us who fought for things like background checks on guns and that kind of thing is because of so often it's domestic abusers and people like this who you can predict almost are going to be the ones who are going to commit acts of gun violence, right? Well, now the state of Texas has incentivized them to, hey, chase down your ex-girlfriend. You suspect she's going to get an abortion? Chase her down. You can make $10,000 if you catch her. So now you've got some mentally unstable loon who, by the way, they passed permitless carry in Texas. So they've gotten rid of all kinds of any kind of background check to get a concealed carry weapon you can carry around with you anywhere. So you're concealing, you know, your AR-15, carrying it with you under your coat, chasing, you know, however many of your ex-girlfriends because you're a lunatic. This is the behavior they've incentivized, basically, like, they've deputized, like, crazy people to go, it's vigilante justice is what it is.
How about causing someone who's been the victim of a rape to have to pay their rapist $5,000 because the rapist turned them into trying to get an abortion? And so not only do you have the person getting raped, but then when they try to get an abortion to remove the fetus from the product of the rape, that they then have to go to court and actually have to pay the rapist who raped them money. That is insanity.
Right. And the 12-year-old victim of incest, she's got to have the baby.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at. There's no exceptions to this or anything. Or her dad, who molested her, may get $10,000 for pointing out that she's illegally getting the abortion. I mean, it's a dystopia to say how ridiculous it is to say that, you know, all of us who predicted that this is where it was headed, but we were all the hysterical ones, according to these brilliant minds in the media who sat and got everything wrong about Afghanistan recently as they sat there and wouldn't shut the hell up about things they knew nothing about. But when it comes to this, this is just he said, she said, apparently, just like, you know, storming the Capitol and trying to overthrow democracy. I mean, Democrats say this, Republicans say that. It's equal.
I mean, it's lunacy. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us. Cliff, let's not skip past this. I mean, obviously, the fact that this has basically made abortion illegal in Texas is one element of it. I went back and tried to remember all the times a state or a country has imposed a rat on your other on your neighbor law, and it's really a blockbuster list here. You got East Germany and the Stasi run regime that was over there, Stalin's Russia, and of course Nazi Germany. This is the technique, and I guarantee you, all the people in Texas that are for that say, well, it's different this time. But that's what they always say when they put a law into place where it's a civilian turning on other civilians to turn them in as a police state. Because that's clearly what Texas, to get to this point, has embraced: a police state where the civilians are trying to arrest other civilians.
Correct. They're always pure and good, you know, and their view is different. What they're doing is different. These are the people who scream and yell and come up with every conspiracy theory and stupid thing that you can think of as to why they shouldn't put masks on their faces. Their body, their choice. Oh, wait, sorry, you're a woman who was raped? No, not your choice anymore. I mean, nothing they say makes any sense, so you just have to go to the point of they're right-wing fascist ideologues who believe that white men should be in power and control everybody else the way it used to be in good old Texas. And in some of these other places, really, most of this country. And that's what they want back. That's what they're driving towards. Doesn't matter. The rest of it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, Scott Desjarlais, who's a doctor or dentist, whatever he is, from Tennessee, who's a right-winger from, like, a rural area, paid for a mistress to get an abortion. That's not even a question. That's out there. He was reelected. It doesn't matter when he does it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Jason Miller, who tried to poison his you know, Trump's guy, who tried to poison his ex so she'd have an abortion by putting something in her drink. That's no neither, not a question anymore either. I mean, these guys, whenever they do it, it's all fine. Because they'll still be able to get them. That's what the whole point of it is. Because they have the power. It's their country. They get to control everything. They make the decisions. Everybody else just has to sort of suffer under them. And we have to all decide if that's what we want. You know, and I guess this is where I've really just, I won't curse, but I have absolutely had it. I'm done with Cinnamon Mansion. I don't care what the political calculations are. I don't care what states they're from. You know, I worked and did TV ads for Joe Biden, and I'm a Biden supporter, but I don't care if it's the Biden administration. I don't know if it's Chuck Schumer. This is our democracy here, and this is getting ridiculous. And somebody needs to take these two people in a room and Lyndon Johnson them. And I don't care if they come out of the room beaten to shreds, quite frankly. I'm done with them. Because, again, you know, like, and I shouldn't say that. I'm not advocating violence. No. They should go. But honestly, somebody needs to get in their faces and get real. And make it quite clear to them they will lose Democratic Party support, that they are done.
Oh, I think they should be thrown out of the Democratic Party. I think that Biden needs to talk to the head of the DNC and say, you know, here's the deal. If they're not going along with us, then they're not part of the Democratic Party, and that's just that. One last thing I do want to make sure I mention about this, and this is – you and I both know this is coming, that in wealthy communities across Texas, in luxury strip malls – there's going to be a brand new business that opens up tomorrow. It's called an anti-babyoscopy. And it's although everything is similar to an abortion, the same people that pass this law are going to say, whoa, that's not an abortion. That's an anti-babyoscopy. And the wealthy white people of Texas will not be impacted by this. They'll be able to go right into their luxury strip malls and get their health care taken care of when they want to on any time, because that's the reality. They're not going to go on out there and jeopardize their voting base or their funding base, which is wealthy white Texans. So they're going to make sure that those people have an option for an abortion legally in Texas. This is not about them. This is about the poor people, the middle class, everyone else having to. It's not about religion. It's about control.
No, exactly. Again, the law doesn't apply to them, as we just, you know, we're talking about. So they don't care. Their rich funders are going to be able to hop on, you know, their private jets and go wherever they want to get an abortion, or they're going to be able to drive across state lines. Does anybody think they're going to enforce it? They're going to do anything to their rich funders who do this kind of stuff? Of course they're not. No. Again, this is for everybody else. Those folks will be just fine. I'm sure somebody will have a business model where they'll have a private jet that flies people wherever they want to go for their abortion or whatever they want to call it. You know,
yeah.
There's just no doubt who all these kinds of things are aimed at. And again, that's all it's about. Is we have this faction of people. They are not a majority. They are in a certain number of states that, because of our flawed system, get as many senators as states 20 times their size. But in most states, they are not a majority. In most of the bigger states, they're a solid minority. And if they weren't vote suppressing in Texas already, there's a good chance that a bunch of these Republicans already would have been kicked out of power in Texas. But, you know, now with what they're doing, because, again, of Manchin and Sinema, who should not have a day of peace, as far as I'm concerned. In other words, do not touch them. But you want to harass and hassle them and yell at them wherever they go? You should. They shouldn't have it. They literally shouldn't have a moment of quiet the rest of their lives. Again, this is about our democracy, and I'm done playing. So really, for me, anything outside of violence is on the table. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we are at the point where if Democrats don't understand the game they're playing right now, and who they're playing with, they're trying to do an aw shucks checkers game with Republicans who frankly are playing Vulcan chess, and they're getting their caboose handed to them, and they're acting like minor victories are some sort of didn't we win? And I'm like, I'm tired of it. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
No, I mean, look, it's great. How Biden got his COVID bill passed was awesome. I was a big supporter. Getting the infrastructure stuff done, great. But now it's time to pivot to you know, and say he's got some major accomplishments. The economy is going to rebound. We've got people vaccinated. We're moving on that front, even still, with all the anti-vaxxers and the idiocy out there. We now have to pivot to taking care of our democracy so that we keep it.
Yeah.
You know, and absolutely. I'm sorry, it's not vote in such high levels that they can't. No. Sorry. There's no amount of voting that they can't find a way to screw with or suppress if you allow them to have absolute partisan control in the states they now control, because they have since 2010. I live in one of those states where where there's, you know, maybe a 3-4 point differential in voting most of the time, and one party has 65 to 75% of control of the legislatures. It's ridiculous.
And Cliff, we're kind of at the end of the time here, but I mean, it just,
it's okay. I could yell for another hour, but it's probably better that somebody cut me off.
I'm glad we're a little bit of therapy for you. Blue Amp Strategies is still going, right?
It sure is. Yep, we're going strong. We just did some ads on the infrastructure bill. We'll be doing a lot of stuff, public relations, TV, that kind of thing, for good progressive companies, as well as good progressive candidates, as well as good progressive organizations. So
Blue Amp Strategies,
keep on fighting, my friend.
BlueAmpStrategies.com, BlueAmpStrategies.com. Of course, Unprecedented is the podcast. I'll link to both of those a little bit later on. Cliff, all my best, man. We the fight is in front of us, and we've got to get everyone going in the right direction at this point. I appreciate the time today, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, as always, buddy.